Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you are with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have James Judson on the line. He has a new project out called Songs of My Dreams, available on all digital outlets, and we're just going to catch up with him. First of all, James, let me tell you, I love your voice.
Well, thank you so much.
And surely you can sing. I appreciate you coming through. Now, why did you name the album Songs of My Dream?
Well, this album came about in a very strange manner. I had a dream come to me while sleeping, and they almost always come around 3 a.m. to 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the dream was, I'll be dreaming about something inconsequential, just a crazy life dream that doesn't have any real meaning that I can discern or remember. And then music starts playing in the background of my mind. And at first, I think it's a transistor radio or a radio. I'm not even paying attention to it, and it gets louder and louder. And finally, I realize the dream is really about this song. And the way the album started is one song came to me in the middle of recording an Americana album that I hope to put out as well.
Okay.
But it was a dream, and out of a puff of smoke, just like you're watching a sci-fi channel, here came Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up just like Frank always looked, with that thin tie of his, a dress suit, and a bolo hat. And he just reaches down with his hand and he goes, "Do this, brother." I woke up, and the song called Walking a Sidewalk literally came to me in 5 minutes.
Wow.
And I go, "Wow, this is a jazz tune. Where is this coming from?"
Right.
And so I got up, I wrote the words down before the morning light, and we go back into the studio on working on the Americana album, and I sang it for some people, and they really thought it was a great tune. They go, "Jim, you need to cut this." And I go, "Come on, we're working on an Americana album." I really actually got very upset, and a couple of F-bombs flew. We got to concentrate on what we're doing here. I'm not going to be doing any jazz music.
Okay.
Well, the weirdest thing happened. Over the next 3 or 4 weeks, my dreams were bombarded with jazz music. And basically, that album was written in 3 or 4 weeks of dreams.
Wow.
And waking up, getting all my melodies down, getting the lyrics down, and about 6 weeks after the initial dream with Frank Sinatra, and the guys here in the studio, we brought in our rhythm section, great, great jazz rhythm section, Mike Girola on stand-up bass, Charles Ruggiero on drums, and Gary Matsumoto on piano, and we cut these tunes. I think in 4 days we had our album cut.
What?
And that started this whole story, and currently my Americana music's taking a back seat to the jazz music. The jazz music seems to flow from me much easier. I enjoy it. It's fun. It's something I really enjoy, is the jazz music. So that's how this album, Songs of My Dream, occurred. I literally dreamt
it. That's powerful.
How else to explain it?
So the Americana album, what genre of music was that? Because your background is country, right?
Yeah, it's a country rock album, and it's going to be a great album, but I've shoved it to the back, I guess for my love of the jazz music, maybe.
Right. You know, when you have dreams, you sometimes got to answer it. I thank you for your obedience to be stretched out of your comfort zone, you know, to do something different.
It was, ironically, it really wasn't a stretch to go into the jazz for me. And when I've been dreaming music now for 4 or 5 years, and I realized that I need to follow these, wherever these songs come from, I need to honor that.
Right.
And so I realized that when these songs come, it is a gift. It's strange.
Right.
But it is a gift, and I need to make them happen.
Right.
And so that's what we did. I just tried to get the songs from my dreams out to the world. And there's a few that I really love. There's a whole bunch on this album. that I love, actually. The two covers, All of Me and Shadow of Your Smile. Now, I've sang Shadow of Your Smile since I was in a rock band when I was 13 years old. We started, I was always playing with guys that were older than me. They were in high school and I was in junior high. My mom would have to drive me around to haul my drums because, you know, the drummer's always got the most equipment to haul around. So God bless my mom. She would haul me around to these different gigs. But even back then, we had a great guitar player, Dan Steinberg, who studied classically, and he could play Shadow of Your Smile. So we'd be in the middle of a heavy rock gig, and I'd sing Shadow of Your Smile, and everybody would stop and just go, wow, that's awesome. So that song's always stuck with me throughout my life, actually.
Now, how many instruments do you play?
I write my music on piano and guitar, primarily on piano. And then when I get to the crunch time, I always call in Gary Matsumoto because I am not in any way, shape, or form a jazz pianist. So he can take some of my rudimentary melodies and chords and actually make them into a jazz chord. And to be honest, I don't want to know how to play jazz, to be honest with you. As long as I have great individuals that have played their entire life and dedicated their life to doing that, it seems silly for me to try to emulate it or be better than they are, because it's not going to happen.
Right. So you took a long hiatus, about 30 years. Talk about the choice you had to make between your music and your family.
Well, when I was younger, I was playing in bands, and it caused hardship on my first marriage and my two oldest children because I was always messing around with guitars or playing or singing, and they were young and they needed my attention. And I guess I just realized that that needed to be my priority. And in a way, I think it kind of hurt my life. And even with my older children at the time, my older children are just thrilled I'm back doing music now because they're adults.
Right.
But at the time, I blamed music somewhat for causing me issues. And I swore I would never play again any form of music. I always loved listening, but I stopped singing or playing and just thought I would never do this again.
So tell
us. And then a dream came, not a dream, but a voice came to me in the middle of an afternoon, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it just, all the voice said was, you're at exactly the right place at exactly the right time of your life. And I really didn't know what that meant. I actually thought I might die, or that's the last thing you hear. But then it didn't speak again, but it gave me this feeling that I needed to find somebody down the street from me. And that led me to a man named Lee Donald Kacher, who's 89 years old now. And he inspired me, practically forced me to go into Guitar Center and get a guitar, where I had a nervous breakdown, by the way. I had a breakdown at Guitar Center, and couldn't wait to get home. And it was a very, very emotional trip. Don was crying, I was crying, and it took me 4 days just to get the guitar back out of my vehicle. It just scared the EBGBs out of me, I guess.
Right.
And that's how I started back in writing and getting into music after 30 years.
Right. That's good, and I'm glad you shared your family experience, because, you know, I know it could be hard as a man trying to follow your dreams, and you have a family, and they need you, and it's real impressive that...
Well, Nigeria, all these accomplished musicians, all of them have sacrificed so much to be where they are, and today, a lot of the digital platforms, they're just not paying the musicians what they deserve, and it's made life so hard for young artists, older artists, all the artists. And music has just taken one of the biggest hits of any sector of our economy. So when you talk about musicians with me now, I just have the most respect for them, the utmost respect for musicians and singers and songwriters, because they do work hard and they sacrifice a lot in the pursuit of their trade and their craft.
So how is it going? You've completed this album, and now you're going to work on the Americana album?
The Americana album is done.
Okay.
It's just now in editing stage, and I'm going to go back to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, to wrap that up at a studio there in Muscle Shoals editing. But on the jazz front, I'm going to put out a slow, very smoky, slow style jazz album where you can sit down and listen to the entire album sipping on a cocktail or sipping on tea or wine, and just very, very easy. I want the album to just be so easy to listen to that once you put it on, you want to listen to the entire album instead of two or three songs off of it.
And we appreciate that. It's been a long time since I've heard an album I can listen to straight through. So thank you for that and considering our ears and time.
People are in a hurry now.
Yes.
And it's very important to me that I want to have one of the old great albums where you put it on and you want to listen to the whole album because the next song is as intriguing as the last.
What's the name of it?
I don't have a name for it yet.
Oh.
That's ironic you ask because we've been thinking of a, you know, smooth and smoky, something like that.
How is the performance going? Have you started planning on doing some performances?
Yes, we performed once in Portugal, Porto, Portugal.
Oh, nice.
And we had such a great response. I had someone offer me an opportunity to contract with the label, but I ignored it. But in California right now, in the next 2 or 3 months, we'll start playing a lot, probably around L.A., move up to San Francisco, and hopefully over to the East Coast. I'd like to play around New York since our daughter lives there.
Okay, and we're here too. We're family now. Because as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So, you know, we locked in.
Yeah, and there's great. Also, I want to mention on the Christmas album and the new jazz album, I utilize a very talented horn arranger out of Brooklyn, New York, Justin Flynn.
Okay.
So we have our drummer, Charles Ruggiero, is really more or less from New York as well, but he lives out in Los Angeles now. And my co-producer, Tim Sonnefeld, from Philly. So we have a lot of East Coast connections.
Nice.
Yeah. I would really like you to listen to my new jazz album, Azure, because I think you'll really dig it.
Yeah, I love jazz. I'm sure I will, because I did enjoy the Christmas album.
And you know, this isn't hardcore jazz. This is my jazz album was built around Count Basie Orchestra, Quincy Jones type arrangement,
nice,
and Frank singing. The band is exactly the same band that Count Basie has per instrument. So it is reminiscent of that style of music, and it should be because that was our aim.
Right. And we need it. I'm so glad. I love instruments. So I love when I can listen to an album or I can listen to music that just has instruments, like, you know, the 70s, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and all Confunction and Lionel Richie, the Commodores, all of them with instruments.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing more exciting than to hear a 13-piece horn section cutting your music in the studio. It's beautiful.
Right.
Such talented musicians. I would like to mention that Bob Reynolds, he's a very well-known saxophone player, one of the most well-known, actually, and he's played on most of all of the music, and I'm very appreciative of Bob giving up his time to play on my music.
That's love. And we need good music in these times, and I love that you went forth and supplied us with Songs of My Dream. You're independent.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're independent. And how is that going for you? Have you ever been signed to a label before, or is this your first time in control of your music?
This is the first time in control of my music. We were never signed before in my earlier days. And so I've thought about labels, but right now I think I'm going to pursue it just as an independent artist. There's been a couple names here in Los Angeles that's come up that would support me, but right now I'm just doing my thing.
Right. And I mean, we're in different times now. There's so many apps and things that can help you market.
It's a different world.
Yeah, totally.
It's entirely different than when I was when I was first in the studio, we were using tape. And then I went to DAT, and I thought that was amazing. But, you know, now the last 6 years, it's all Pro Tools, and that's a pretty amazing tool for making music. One thing I'll also say on my album, there is very little, very, very little auto-tune.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, my producer's anti-auto-tune.
Yeah, I'm anti-auto-tunes too.
Yeah.
Just let the music breathe. Can we let the music breathe?
Right. And I feel like if I can't get up in front of an audience and make them feel like, you know, feel emotional about some of my music, then I'm not going to be that guy. I've got to be able to go over. I've got to be able to move people in the audience.
So I expect to see you at the city wineries and the jazz festivals, and, you know, I want everybody
that's what we're planning.
Yeah, I want everybody to remember James Jetson, Song of My Dreams. It's available now on all digital platforms. Please let them know your social, your website, and how they can reach out to you.
Well, they can reach out to me at James Jetson Music.
Okay.
That's my website. And then also on Facebook, Instagram. I'm on all of that.
Okay.
Cool. Nigeria, you really got a great personality.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like
that.
It.
I like you too, James. Aw, thank you. That's what we want to do.
Yeah,
and like I said,
you got such good karma. You have such good karma. It's popping through this phone.
Okay,
from
sir.
New York.
Okay. Yep. So as we say,
it truly is.
Thank you so much. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. So, James, as you continue to prosper in your career and as you continue to go forth, please consider UrbanBuzzMag.com as one of your media. Yes, as one of
I'll
your
media. I'll give you a shout out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much. As one of your media outlets.
Man, thank you so much, Nigeria. It's just been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. And thank you for your time.
Likewise. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Have a great evening.
Thank you.